Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As anyone who has visited a farmer's market these last few weeks can see, it's cornucopia time. I've been strolling through the farm stands, taking notes, filling my shopping bag, and going home to look up ideas in my library of cookbooks. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School? It's child's play to come up with a nice menu these days.
It is my favorite season of the year, I think, in which to cook.
I mean, although
spring is always exciting because you're coming off such the doldrums, but fall, the flavors get sort of rich and intense, and the colors, you know, you look for that sort of mahogany caramelized food, and it's just really a beautiful time to cook.
I went back to one of my favorite cookbooks, which is Sharing the Vineyard Table by Carolyn Wente.
Oh, sure. Oh, I love that book.
We both love her. That
yeah,
book.
Yeah.
Really nice. And I got some nice ideas and a couple from Subver Magazine as well. Let's start off with baby baked Yukon gold potatoes stuffed with butternut squash and goat cheese. I mean, those beautiful little, they get these nice small ones now, these Yukon golds. And you can just bake them, scoop them out, and make up a nice filling with butternut squash and goat cheese, a few other things.
The squashes now, butternut squash, acorn squash, those very dark yellow, almost orange squash, they're so flavorful. They're great. They take all sorts of things like butter and spices really well.
They really do. Let's do a soup, and here's an idea for cauliflower and red pepper soup with dumplings.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of have a feeling that this comes from somewhere in Eastern Europe because of the dumplings.
Of course.
There's going to be a lot of cabbage and stuff like that, paprika and whatnot.
I think cauliflower is such an underrated vegetable. I mean,
it really is.
The more I feed it to people, the more they fall in love with it. But you really have to get out there and do it because it just doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Yeah, and this is a simple soup to do. You just saute some onions and you work some paprika into it. Then you get your cauliflower in, you get a nice broth, and you make some dumplings and pop them in. It couldn't be
perfect.
Easier.
Yeah.
Now, here's a really good dish that I would love to have as my entree, my principal dish. It's roast pork loin with spicy applesauce and braised red cabbage. And what we're going to do with the pork loin, we're going to butterfly it, open it up and get it flat.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to try to find some figs. And we have local figs here in Maryland.
Sure.
You soak them in port wine.
Mm.
And then put them in there, roll the thing up, tie it up, and then bake it nice and long and slow.
Right, right.
And meanwhile, you can make a nice applesauce. And you like the red Ida?
Yes.
The Ida red? Red apple.
There you go.
To make really good.
It makes great applesauce.
And if you can't find that, Braeburn or Fuji or Johnnymac work really, really well. And that's just a matter of cooking the apples in some apple cider, and you put some spices in, and it gets really, really good really, really fast. Braised red cabbage, you're going to use some bacon and some onion and carrot, and again.
And it's all about sort of the acid and sugar balance.
It really is.
Getting the vinegar in there. You're kind of faking sauerkraut in a way without doing the fermentation, but so some good red wine vinegar and your red cabbage and then some sugar to balance it out. It makes such a great treat.
And finally, how about a little maple apple upside down cake? So instead of pineapple, it's going to be sliced apple, and we're going to make a nice maple syrup sauce to go on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Make a nice cake on top.
That's fall in a nutshell.
I'm going to put this entire dinner on our website at wypr.org and just look up Radio Kitchen. We'll put the dinner there along with some cooking tips. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.